From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. Three heavily armed suicide bombers attacked a crowded Christian church in Quetta, Pakistan, Sunday, killing at least eight worshippers. Women and children were among the victims of the attack on the Bethel Memorial Methodist Church, which is in a highly secured central part of the city. Witnesses said two of the attackers tried to enter the main hall, where about 400 worshippers were attending Sunday service, but police guards at the main gate stopped them, killing one of them and leading the second to blow himself up outside the hall. The explosion fatally wounded a security guard. Police told reporters that a third suspected gunman managed to flee to the nearby residential area during the exchange of fire, and an operation was underway to hunt him down. Police said the death toll could have been much higher had the police guards not stopped the bombers from entering the church hall. There have been no immediate claims of responsibility for the brutal attack. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan said Sunday that Turkey hopes to open an embassy to a Palestinian state in East Jerusalem in the future. He said, God willing, those days are near and we will officially open our embassy there. He did not give any precise time frame. Vice President Mike Pence is set to visit Jerusalem next Wednesday. It could be tense. The recent announcement that the United States will recognize Jerusalem as the capital of Israel has angered Palestinians and Arabs around the world. Palestinian leaders have canceled their plans to meet with Pence. The vice president is still expected to meet with Israeli officials. This is VOA News. Taliban insurgents have killed at least 14 Afghan troops and injured several others in a pre-dawn attack in southern Helmand province. Officials said on Sunday that insurgents stormed police outposts around the provincial capital of Lashkar Gah, but security forces repelled the attack and ensuing fierce clashes inflicted heavy casualties on the Taliban. A suicide bomber in neighboring Kandahar province detonated his explosives-laden vehicle near a NATO convoy. A provincial police spokesman told VOA the blast killed a woman passerby and wounded five other civilians, but did not harm any foreign troops. An employee of Britain's embassy in Lebanon was found murdered Sunday. The body of Rebecca Dykes was reportedly found on the side of the road. Police sources told the British media that Dykes appeared to have been raped before she was killed, but that the crime did not appear to be politically motivated. Hundreds of protesters clashed with police in Ukraine Sunday while trying to storm Kiev's October Palace following a rally against President Petro Poroshenko. The crowd, which was dispersed with tear gas, fired by police. It's the latest in support of opposition leader Mikhail Saakashvili, who was released from custody last week after having been detained and accused of trying to stage a coup sponsored by Russia.
And with that, we see the fires lit, the engines start to roar, and lift off. Scott Tingle, Anton Shkaplerov, and Norishi Kinai on their way to the International Space Station.
The population at the International Space Station is growing larger. A three-man crew is headed to the floating lab in a Soyuz spacecraft. They're scheduled to dock with the space station on Tuesday. They're taking a circuitous route instead of the usual six-hour path because of the lab's position in space at the time of the launch. Thousands of delegates prepared Sunday to vote for the next leader of South Africa's ruling ANC party, a vote widely seen as a decisive moment in the country's post-apartheid politics. Almost 5,000 members of the African National Congress Party prepared to vote in Johannesburg on a successor to party leaders and President Jacob Zuma, who is stepping down amid numerous corruption scandals. But Zuma will remain South Africa's president before nationwide elections take place in 2019. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting from the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.